Donald Trump supporters took to the streets last Saturday in a series of what they were calling March for Trump rallies across the country. There were only three events in Oregon, the largest in Lake Oswego, where an estimated 200 Trump supporters found themselves outnumbered by an estimated 700 anti-Trump protesters. The Trump supporters gathered at noon in Lake Oswego's George Rogers Park and marched northwards on the east side of State Street. Meanwhile, the anti-Trump protesters, carrying signs and waving to passing cars, lined the west side of State Street. Police from Lake Oswego, the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office, the City of Portland, and neighboring communities such as Beaverton, Tigard, and Gresham did their best to keep the opposing groups apart. The rally dispersed around 2 p.m. after a small group of Trump supporters tried to interrupt a group of anti-Trump protesters meeting in Millennium Plaza Park to hear speeches. Three of the protesters were arrested on minor charges, and the rally ended with damage limited, for the most part, to a few shouting matches. We're fortunate to have two of the people who participated in Saturday's protest with us in the studio now. Actually, we have four of them. The ones we'll be talking to are Christian Bedford, a 12-year-old student at Lake Oswego Junior High, and his mom, Jennifer Cook. Jennifer also brought two other younger children, and you might hear the noises in the background, and they're probably asking a lot better questions than I will. Christian and Jennifer, thanks for coming into KBOO.
Thanks for having us.
Christian, let's start with you. Actually, you and I met at Saturday's protest, and I was very impressed with your sense of calm and purpose. So it's a pleasure to talk with you now. What were your reasons for attending the protest?
My reasons were I just wanted to show, because I just wanted to show how Donald Trump was affecting the community, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Was that your first protest?
No, it was my second one. I went to the The Women's March.
Oh, the big one downtown with over 100,000 people. Yeah. How was that? Pretty exciting?
It was fun. It was fun.
Now, you live in Lake Oswego and attend junior high there. What grade are you in?
Seventh.
And are there other students in your classes who are as politically involved as you are? Is that typical there?
No, there's not that many politically involved students there.
And you're part, Christian, of a mixed-race family. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's influenced your political views?
Well, I think it's influenced my political views because not being the same color as most people in my school is just it's just a little different. And, yeah, so.
Have you been the victim of any kind of insults or hate speech there directly?
No, I haven't. There hasn't been anything directly said to me, so I haven't really noticed that.
Now Lake Oswego, I think, has a reputation for being predominantly white. What's it like to be a mixed-race student at Lake Oswego? Again, you mentioned there aren't too many. Again, it's mostly white at the junior high.
Yeah, there's not that many other colored kids, but I don't think it makes that much of a difference. I mean, people still see me as just a person, and they don't see my color as a different, thing about me.
Now, the timing of the protest in Lake Oswego was Saturday. Last Wednesday, of course, you're at the junior high, but Lake Oswego High School, there was some racist graffiti found in the three of the men's bathrooms, the boys' bathrooms there. I'm not going to say what the graffiti was, but it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. This was on the walls again of the bathrooms. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
What were your reactions, your thoughts about that?
It didn't feel good. I did not like it at all.
Was there any kind of action at the junior high to kind of combat that? Was there any kind of talks from the administration about, that kind of hate speech? If it occurs at the junior high, Lake Oswego Junior High, what would happen?
No, we didn't really talk about it. I don't even know if the principals really told our teachers about it, but we didn't talk about it.
Now, your mom, who's also here with us in the studio with two more little ones, posted a Facebook video of you, Christian, at Saturday's protest. It's just a short clip, about 40 seconds, in which you voice your concerns about Donald Trump as president. I'd like to play that now for our listeners, if we could.
Ever since Donald Trump has been elected for president, I feel like I can't be safe in the place where I should be. I feel like people are more confident in being racist and more comfortable. I feel like I can't tell an adult if people are being racist because I don't know if they'll care. I think that Donald Trump should resign and make everything peaceful again. This is what's happening when Donald Trump is president, and I don't think it's right. I think that people think that I, just because I have a different skin color, am a different person. But no, that's incorrect. That's why I think Donald Trump should resign.
That was audio from our guest, Christian Bedford, at Saturday's anti-Trump protest in Lake Oswego. Very articulate. Very well said, Christian. It was recorded by his mom, Jennifer Cook, who's also here with us now. Jennifer, you not only brought your son, Christopher, but also two of your younger children, both baby daughters. How old are they, and what are their names?
My daughter, Charlie, is 19 months, and this over here is Kinsley, and I actually babysit her. She's not, I can't take credit for her, but she's 21 months.
Okay, and yeah. And what's your daughter's name again? I'm sorry.
Charlie.
Okay, and Charlie was actually at the protest on Saturday.
Yeah, Charlie is my smallest activist. She's been to all of the protests with me.
So. And Jennifer, you braved what on Saturday was cold, wet weather.
Yeah.
Actually, there were some downpours there among some clearing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, several white supremacist groups on the pro-Trump side to do that. Why do you feel it was important for you and your family to be there?
I'm very passionate about these issues, you know, obviously because they directly affect my family, the political climate right now and what's happening. Can you turn this?
Oh, we've got the young one. That's Kinsley there.
Yeah.
Oh, that got a hold of somebody's iPhone and
Sorry.
Is playing a little music.
So I just think it's important to show my children that, you know, they can stand up and make a difference, and they don't just have to allow these things to happen and just say, oh, well, this is how it is now, you know.
Now, were you concerned, Jennifer, about the March for Trump participants? You know, I didn't know it at the time, but there were actually several of them carrying weapons. And there was a white supremacist, white power group there called the 3% Militia, which actually makes a point out of carrying weapons. They're very proud of that fact. With all the kind of the shouting and anger that was going on, it seemed a little frightening in retrospect for me. Did you feel the same way? Or?
I did. I tried to stay, you know, very aware when I'm at these things, especially with my children, because I don't ever want to put them in harm's way. So once I did see the crowd start to kind of push past the police line and them running around the back of the building, and that's when I decided to kind of take my kids down to the park. We left about two or three minutes before we heard that all of those things happened. So my mom intuition was right on point right there. So we didn't get to see the nasty side of it.
And I was actually standing next to you and Christian and Charlie for a lot of the protest. And we were all lined up on the west side of State Street.
Yeah.
Again, there was kind of some shouting back and forth, but mostly we were just holding signs and waving to passing motorists.
Yeah.
So I think we were somewhat sheltered from any confrontations. The police also were preventing the two groups from crossing the street, across State Street, to kind of get into each other's faces to avoid that. So that was good.
Yeah.
Now, Jennifer, as the mom in a mixed-race family, what do you tell Christian about the election, you know, back in November and its aftermath? It seems Trump supporters seem more emboldened now in expressing hatred for people of color.
Absolutely. Trump didn't create racism. He didn't create racists, but him and his cabinet, him and this administration have emboldened them and have allowed them to feel like they can say and do as they please, and they can have this hatred out loud, which in a way it's kind of nice to know what we're dealing with and it's in the open, but also we have large groups of people who are feeling unsafe, you know, and so when we have these kinds of gatherings, it feels nice to know the majority of our community is still behind us and is still rallying. And, you know, I just want my children to feel safe. I don't want to worry when he's 5 minutes late from the park. Did someone see him? You know, was it an opportunity for somebody to hurt him just because he's black?
Do you have any concerns about life in Lake Oswego these days? Again, it's a predominantly white community.
Yeah. Well, and there were several racist incidents that happened at the school back in November that we were made aware of as well. So it's kind of an ongoing thing.
At the junior high?
At the junior high and the high school.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard about the junior high. What were the incidents there?
The incident at the junior high was was in regards to Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And the high school one, somebody wrote on the high school Facebook page about harming black people.
Oh, that I saw. Yeah. Yes. And then last Wednesday, as I mentioned, was the graffiti, racist graffiti on the bathroom walls. One of the initial organizers of the pro-Trump group on Saturday, and he pulled out, is Kevin Kerwin, who owns a computer repair shop in Lake Oswego, but is known as kind of a very openly confrontational guy. Have you run into him in Lake Oswego at all, or any concerns about him?
I haven't personally run into him, but I was definitely made aware of him. And, you know, knowing that some people like that are very close to you, it is difficult to feel very safe.
I had one more question for Christian, but he's out the door there with Charlie. Christian, can you come back here for a second? And he's got his hands full.
He's a big help.
Oh, Christian, thank you very much. Just one last question for you. At the protest, I was actually there with a friend who lives in Lake Oswego. He was in the military during the Vietnam War, and he told me that this was his very first. He wasn't even at the Women's March, back in January. And he said he plans more actions. What actions are you planning, in addition to the Women's March and now this protest in Lake Oswego, to keep expressing your views about the president and the current direction of the country?
I think any of them that pop up, I will go to, and I'll make time out of my day to go to them and talk and, like, give my opinion.
Well, Christian, thanks very much. And Jennifer, she's got her hands full right now with Kingsley and Charlie. Christian, I think I posted on Facebook after I saw your video that I think the country is in very good hands coming up. With people like you, young people. We've been talking live in the KBOO studios with Christian Bedford, a 12-year-old student at Lake Oswego Junior High, and his mom, Jennifer Cook, along with Kingsley and Charlie, who were in Lake Oswego last Saturday for the Stand for Love protest against Donald Trump.